We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, the responsibilities of running a Christian school are very heavy. It takes all of us out here. Bob Jr. is away a great deal, and it's important he be away. It's necessary to his plans, and he preaches over this country and conducts evangelistic meetings. He has to be away. We have a good organization out here. But it's not easy in this day and time to run a good, straightforward Christian school and to run any kind of business. We are told in the Bible to be diligent in business. That's just as definite a command as it is to preach the word. Paul told him to preach the word. We are told to be diligent in business. The same command. Just as definite, that's from God. A person who isn't diligent in business isn't going to succeed. You can't let a business run. If you do it, run to the ground, break. You let the officers of a bank, the president, the officers take their hands off the bank, and you'll see what'll happen to the bank. The same thing runs in all over life. Your business is run the home, your wife, a mother. You have a home. You have to be diligent there, or your home will go down. I remember one time I was talking to a woman, one of the most powerful women you ever saw in your life, and I couldn't get through the house because of such a mess, see? But she wasn't a good witness for Jesus Christ. She's a poor witness for Jesus Christ. It's just as much her responsibility to keep that house right as was to go to church on Sunday. She got direct command. We're told not to neglect the assembling together. That's in the Bible. But also says diligent business. Her business is running the home. That's her home, her business. She ought to take care of her children. She ought to sew buttons on the clothes. Now, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. If you run your home as a Christian woman, and when you darn the socks or your husband wears, or you fix your children's clothes, and you're doing it as a Christian, you're doing it for the glory of God. And if you don't run your home as you ought to run it, then you're not doing what the Lord told you to do. You're to be keepers at home. That's a command of God. I sometimes think we get so complex in our modern life, sometimes even in churches. Sometimes, now, I don't mean always, that we get to a point where we have so many things, so many church programs, so many get-together on this or that or the other, until we're in a terrible fix. Now, you take out here at Bob Jones University, we have a nursery for the children of the faculty. Have somebody there. Well, now, a teacher out here is a wife of a man out here. If she can teach, she's supposed to teach. We take the children off her hand, well, how I say, now, this place you can feel all right. And if some subject wants you to take her, she's qualified and has a degree, necessary degree. And so I got thinking about it one day. I said, I wonder if we're overdoing that thing. I got checking on it. And I found out that out here, that the average teacher, a married woman, with her children taken care of in a Christian atmosphere, and they all have access to our dining room to take their meals and eat out here 3 times a day, and all that sort of situation, I said, well, we save them enough work, and take care of their children enough, and all that situation, for them to do anything that we ask them to do without interfering home life. You know, duties don't conflict, I've often told you. If the one duty doesn't conflict another duty, a duty of a woman to a husband, duty to a child, they don't conflict. Well, Christian woman, duty to a church don't conflict. But when you sacrifice one duty to another duty, there's something wrong. God never puts you in that fix. Now, women are told to keep us at home, keep the house right. Now, if we took a woman way out here and let her teach school in a way to interfere with her duties at home, we'd be a party to violating the Scripture. Diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now, there isn't one single problem that you and I meet in this world, whether we're men or women, there isn't one single problem we meet that can't be sensibly solved as a Christian. You can solve it every one of them. Some people say, well, I got to go to church today. You know, I just must go to church. You know, you got to go to the house of God. Well, that's all right. If you got a good Orthodox preacher, a good Orthodox church, go home. But just a minute, what are you going to do at home? Are you going to be a keeper at home when you get back on Monday? Are you going to let your house run down? Are you going to neglect things around the house? What are you going to do? Are you going to a party on Monday afternoon to keep people awake? Duties don't conflict. Now, you're supposed to search the Scriptures. You're supposed to read the Bible. You can find time for that. You can find time in a modern world, busy as we are, to keep every obligation you owe to God. When God Almighty tells you what to do, he put it in the schedule of time so you can do it. And the trouble with so many people, they, we have been so unbalanced, we got such strange slants on life, we forget everything. I know a woman, all she does is run around town in clothes and letting the children go up and go to the devil. I know a woman like that. She doesn't live here. I'm not afraid of anybody personally. I expect there are some around here. Always going around doing this, doing that. They say, well, I have so much to do. Well, you don't have anything to do to take your duty away from your children. Well, your business as a mother is to take care of your children and bring them up spiritually and nurture that mission of the Lord. Now, I found out that the women that do their other duties in the name of Jesus Christ and consistently usually take care of their children. I found that out. Duties don't conflict. And when you make one duty conflict with another duty, you're off pitch spiritually. Now, remember that. Now, I wish we could see that. I wish we could get over the idea in this country that if I'm not president of the Woman's Missionary Society, I'm no good for God. Listen, you may be president of the Missionary Society. It may be your duty to be president of the Missionary Society. But you may not be president of the Missionary Society. You don't have about one in a church. But don't you get an inferiority complex. Do your duty, wherever you find it. I never knew a man or a woman in my life surrendered to God that would do his duty and didn't have plenty to do. I never knew one in my life. If you did every duty as it comes up, face every issue. Your duty is to read your Bible, and what a privilege to. Your duty is to pray, and what a privilege to pray. Your duty is to bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and what a privilege. All of these things. You know, if we just come back down to earth now, Christianity, as I've said to you before, somebody said we're so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. Well, if you are heavenly minded, you'll be some earthly good. That's all stuff about that. A man who has the right type of a heavenly mind will not be negligent of any duty. Now, a businessman neglects his business and goes out and says, don't neglect your business. You're to be diligent in business. A man said to me one time, I would like to do this, but I'm employed in a certain place. Now, I'm sorry, Dr. Bob, I can't be with you today. He said, you know, I have an obligation down there. I said, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. You have a job down there. You're being paid for your job, and the man in charge is out, and you're not supposed to neglect one duty for another. When you neglect one duty for another duty, you're not on pitch. But now you can conserve it, your energy, you can save your time. I found pretty well how I can do my duty along life without any friction. I'm a pretty busy man myself. I think for a fellow my age, I'm unusually busy. We're not just a school. We're a school with a message to give. We are schooled to take a message to the public, a message to the world at large, declaring certain definite things. This is the base of testimony. We take students here and train them, send them out to the ends of the earth, to all parts of the world. Some of them go as definite missionaries. Some of them go as businessmen. Some go as Christian school teachers. Some go in some other capacity. But they all understand that they have a duty to be witnesses for Jesus Christ and fulfill their responsibilities. Now, I want us to get some good old time, down to the earth, sensible, practical religion. I've said so many times in this country, if a thing hasn't got sense in it, God isn't it. And I'm telling you right out here now, on Bob Jones University, we try to be down to the earth, we try to be practical. I told you about that boy down in Florida when we opened school down there that prayed so loud he disturbed everybody. He said he just got so burdened he had to pray and turn everybody to the dormitory. He'd just come. Well, we said, now listen, the God we serve down here isn't deaf. He can hear. You don't have to holler at him. And it's your duty not to disturb these boys studying in this dormitory. That's not your duty. That's not sensible. Now, you'll find on Bob Jones University campus a sensible, down-to-the-earth, practical approach. We believe the Bible. We're not going to surrender. We believe whatever it says is so. We're going to hold on to those things it says. We believe it all, but we know it's certain fundamental things essential. Just like certain fundamental things in our government that's essential. If you deny the Constitution of the United States, what do you have? All right, you violate the Constitution, what do you have? All right. Now, you wouldn't have any respect for Americans that say you didn't stand for the Constitution of the United States. But you've got preachers and pulpits in America that no longer believe in the Bible as the Word of God, as old-time preachers believe. They don't believe in the virgin birth, some of them. It says not necessary. Well, now, we agree with Lee that duty is the noblest word in the English language. Now, we want you folks out here. God has blessed this school. He's given it a world contact with a world testimony. And we like for our friends to know And when we make you this kind of talk this morning, this is a Christian talk. Diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now, you can put that into your kitchen. Diligent in business. Keep your house right. And say, I'm doing this for Jesus. And if I run a dirty kitchen, it's a reflect on my Christian testimony. If I don't keep my place nice, all right, diligent in business. You're a banker downtown, all right, go ahead and be a good Christian banker. You're a merchant, be a bootblack downtown, you shine shoes, do a good job. Diligent in business. Whatever it may be, clerk in a store, diligent in business. Now, that's you, as if you're a Christian. Fervent in spirit, have an enthusiasm about it, see? Have an enthusiasm. Put some zeal, pep into the thing. Do it like you're glad to do it. Don't be slothful in business. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful. Being diligent. Don't drag it around. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now, not slothful means to be diligent. If you're not slothful, you are diligent. So God expects us to live that kind of life. He expects us Christians to be practical people. And everything else being equal, a Christian should be the most practical man in the world. He ought to have more practical, down-to-earth common sense. Now, the world call you crazy, but they're crazy, and they just think you're crazy. So pay no attention to it, but follow the Word of God. Let's all of us do it. Now, sometimes I felt like slowing down a little. Well, I said, if I've got the vigor to go ahead, I will do all I can for God. Time allotted to me. I ought to be sensible and reasonable, get what rest I can to try to do that. But let us Christians understand. Now, let's all of us this morning make up our mind, I'm going to be a good Christian housekeeper. I'm going to be a good Christian mother. I'm going to be a good Christian father. I'm going to make my children mine. I'm going to bring up nature and admonition of the Lord, as I'm told to. I'm going to have a family over. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to find a little time to get away alone and pray. I'm going to be a balanced Christian. Now, let's all of us make up our minds. God, help us do it. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word that's so plain and clear about so many things that we forget sometimes. We get to think about heaven and forget that You've told us how to live down here. So keep us faithful and true and lead us definitely by Thy Spirit. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored